From KRCB-FM, Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. During the holidays, Americans produce a lot of waste. Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports on what gift givers can do to reduce all that trash.
About a million extra tons of waste is added to landfills by Americans from Thanksgiving to January 1st yearly. And in California, nearly 25% of all trash comes from packaging alone. Last year, the head of the state's recycling department decided it's time to reduce that total. Lance Klug with CalRecycle says policy recommendations are set to come out in February.
Obviously, packaging is important to keep consumer goods safe. It plays a role in consumer safety, but we know that a calendar and jeans probably don't need paper, bubble wrap, cardboard, and layers of tape.
When that happens, Klug says, let the distributor know. He says you can reduce holiday waste by wrapping gifts in newspaper or choose gift cards over tangible items. He adds not all wrapping paper is recyclable, and generally the more ornate, the less recyclable. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
Lawmakers in Washington are gathering support for today's big vote on tax reform, as some California nonprofits warn of its potential impact. Chris Haney is with the left-leaning California Budget and Policy Center. He argues the bill would penalize states like California and New York that already pay significant taxes to the federal government. In addition, Haney says the Republican budget that paved the way for the tax bill includes spending cuts to social programs, and any response in the California budget would be limited.
There's simply no way the state can afford to backfill, for instance, the size of the proposed cuts to Medicaid. That will place the state in a position of having to choose which populations they want to continue to deliver the services to and what can they afford. But they won't be able to afford all of it.
Haney says 67% of the proposed benefits in the tax overhaul would go to the top 5%. Many Republicans argue it's not fair that lower tax states subsidize high tax states like California. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.